Hello.
Well,
technical difficulties, huh?
I would like to thank Dr. Duke and Mark Collette for covering for me these past couple of minutes. Sorry, had a bit of a technical difficulty, but we're here. So, welcome to the show. Mark, are you with us?
I certainly am.
All right. Well, thank you. Bit of a microphone issue with me. I had to run out into... But here we are. I'd like to welcome Dr. David Duke, our special guest today, along with our regular Monday guest, Mark Collette. And Dr. Duke, I take it your network was down for routine maintenance this morning?
Yeah, we're having an upgrade, I think, the servers, because we're getting such an increased listenership over the last few months, and we finally had to go forward. So it's just simply a connection problem. It's an upgrade. And I just want to let people know that we're all right, because I know that there's sometimes a lot of DOS attacks and so forth. So yeah, we're just going forward.
Okay, good. Usually on Monday, we talk about Mark's recent videos, because he comes up with these very excellent videos every week. So, Mark, what was your video about this past week?
My video this past week was on the young black schoolboy who took what is believed to be an air gun or a replica gun into a school in France, and he proceeded to threaten to execute his white female teacher in front of class at roll call. Now, you're probably thinking, what would drive a young black boy to do something like this? Well, that in itself is an interesting question, because the boy had been repeatedly marked as absent from school. Now, he'd either been marked absent because he hadn't turned up at all, or he had been marked absent because he was so late that he was making the absentee list every day. And you would think, wouldn't you, that when somebody was marked absent, when somebody wasn't turning up for school and they had been told off for this, they would alter their behavior. They would attempt to be more positive. They would attempt to go about their time management in a more thoughtful manner. And to be fair, this boy did alter his behavior, but not by coming to school on time. He altered his behavior by bringing into school an air gun or a replica gun. The press can't seem to decide on whether it's an air gun or a replica gun, but they're actually calling it a fake gun. But I'll come back to that in a second. And because he'd been marked as absent, and he was getting annoyed about being marked absent, he threatened to execute his teacher in front of the class unless she marked him as present. Now, this seemed to please the other boys in the class or the other students, and one of them even filmed it. So during my video, you can actually see the shocking footage played out in full, and it is very graphic, and it is shocking. But the interesting thing isn't just that this happened, because we constantly talk about the negatives of multiculturalism and mass immigration, and how on balance the victims of multiculturalism are white people, those of European descent. And in this case, the woman was indigenous to France. She was European. And the aggressor, the perpetrator of the crime, was clearly of immigrant descent. He was clearly of African descent. But more interestingly than the actual crime itself is the way the media have treated this. And most media outlets have fallen over themselves to describe this weapon as a fake weapon, to claim the boy turned himself in. His father apparently drove him to the police station. And they've also made real pains to say that the boy has claimed he was only joking, that this was just a gag, this was just a bit of hijinks in the classroom. And I find all this quite amusing, because we all know that if this has been the other way around, that if this had been a white boy bringing a replica gun or an air gun into school and threatening to execute his black teacher, his black female teacher, we would not hear the end of this. This story would have ran, and it would have ran, and it would have ran. It would have had legs, and there would have been calls for new, stricter gun laws. There would have been calls to make for searching violent white youths, because remember, every time a white youth does something, it's always because he's a Nazi, it's always because he's motivated by hatred, it's always because of toxic white masculinity, the patriarchy, white privilege, and other such nonsense. But because this wasn't the case, because this was a black youth and a white female teacher, the press are playing this down, they are burying it, and so are the political establishment. You have Emmanuel Macron, he called the incident unacceptable. Well, that really made me laugh, because I thought the kid being late for school was unacceptable, but the child bringing in a replica gun and threatening to execute his teacher, that's slightly more than unacceptable. But when you look at the photo shoots that Emmanuel Macron has been involved in over the last couple of weeks, this looks like the kind of boy that Macron would like to get half naked and maybe touch during a photo shoot. And you can see what's happening here. You can see that all of this is just going to be brushed under the carpet because it doesn't fit the media's anti-white narrative. In fact, it proves everything that we've said to be correct. This is just another incident of multiculturalism failing.
That's right. And meanwhile, last week, those pipe bombs, they're not describing them as fake, although they couldn't blow up. But, you know, this whole issue of violence has been very much in the forefront. And before we go to you, Dr. Duke, I just want to play a one-minute clip from your show with Mark Collett on Friday, just a one-minute clip. You saying what you say so often, Mr. T, do you have that ready?
Yeah, I was watching Ingram last night, and she was talking about the kind of rhetoric. Like, yeah, if you criticize George Soros, then you're supporting bombs going to his home. First off, folks, it's important for us to say this real clearly, because the media will try to make us out to be what we're not. Nobody in the alt-right, nobody in the movement has more denounced any sort of illegal and immoral acts of violence than I have. Not only is it wrong to hurt a person because simply their political views and bomb them, it's horrific, but it's also truthfully far more damaging to our cause than it is the other cause. I mean, so I understand that some people promote violence, but by the way, those people out there in Great Britain or in Canada or in America or Europe, if you promote violent activities, that is the surest way to disgrace and denounce your work simply for trying to preserve the rights of your people and your heritage, because you'll be presented as murderers and immoral, which, and I believe a bombing that kills innocent people, I think that is immoral. I think it's people have a right in a war to defend themselves, obviously, and defend their homelands and so forth. But terrorism is something that is out of bounds, and this is something that damages our movement. Plus,
okay, all right. So I just wanted to replay that. Sometimes, Dr. Duke, you're like a broken record because you say this over and over again.
Yeah.
But
well, I do, and it's so important to repeat this all the time. And we have Mark Collett on, and he's another guy who's totally denounced violence for years. And of course, the media is always trying to make the right or people who are defending our heritage and culture and freedom and our very basic human rights in our own countries and in Europe. They call them, you know, the violent people and the evil people. But we all know that the violent the immigration and the demographic of violence, rape, murder. I mean, we have rape in the streets of Sweden that never really had it in their civilized history. I mean, gang rape, this didn't go on in the history of Sweden, and now it's becoming a very common thing. They're becoming, Stockholm's becoming the rape capital of the world. And we also have political violence that more reflects that of the Middle East, even sometimes between these different Muslim groups. So it's important for us always to condemn violence, which we do, and to understand it's really important for people like you and I, Mark, and Dr. Slattery. It's important for us to point out to people all the time that if you're under the misguided or the sick apprehension or the belief that somehow if you do something violent, you're helping our cause, you're not. You're accomplishing exactly the opposite. In other words, you're accomplishing something that someone might even pay for a false flag if they could to accomplish, like the bombing of the white settlement, for instance, in Egypt by Israel. I mean, that was a false flag. It was meant to get us to kill Americans and to get us to hate the Egyptians. And false flag is a normal, powerful thing. But if you just do something because you become convinced that this is the right thing to do and you go do a violent act, you're not helping the cause. You're hurting it. It's not only immoral from a very basis, the innocent people should never be hurt or terrorized in the world, but it's also damaging. So, but we're never going to be, Mark, you and I are, and Dr. Slattery, we're not going to be elevated by the media and praised by the media because we've always been a voice for nonviolence among our people. And obviously, Mark, you're a very well-known spokesman for European American rights and heritage, as you are, Dr. Slattery, and actually human rights around the world against these damn insane wars. So the truth is that it's just kind of really amazing that it seems like if you're a respected voice for white rights and white heritage and preserving white homelands, and you're saying it's not only morally wrong and viciously wrong to go commit violence, but it's also damaging to the very cause that we believe in, the rights of our children and our human rights and even our rights of free speech and press. The other day, by the way, one more point. The other day, as you probably have heard about this, McCarthy, who's the majority leader of the House, he retweeted some aspects about George Soros and others.
That's Kevin McCarthy.
George Soros and who's a Steyer and Bloomberg, who were these Jewish financiers, the biggest financiers of the midterm elections for the leftist Democrats. And this is a fact. And of course, they were the biggest. In fact, George Soros was the single biggest. He's been first and second number of times. Biggest contributor to the Clinton campaign with tens of millions of dollars. And then next in line was Chaim Sabin, who's another radical Zionist. But even just to even give the names, in fact, there was a Lou Dobbs show on Fox News, where the gentleman who's the head of the Judicial Watch, an organization that defends the rights of our people and has been exposed in the caravan, for simply saying George Soros's name, and by the way, saying that George Soros was financing this caravan. And by the way, Breitbart has the documents from the UN actually proving that George Soros has been contributing to the to this vast caravan. It's coming. This is true. He's been banned now from Fox News, even interviewing the guy. Now, this is a news channel, and this is supposed to be, you know, the alternative news channel. Can you imagine a news channel that you can't interview someone, even somebody you're demonizing? I mean, don't they interview people charged with crimes? Don't they get their side of the story? But now Fox News says he's banned from ever coming on and making any comment about anything on Fox News.
And so who's banned? Who is it, this man?
The guy that's head of Judicial Watch.
Okay. So
I just read this morning. I don't have his name at the tip of my fingers. I'll get it for you.
Okay. And Judicial Watch, which is a very respectable organization. So, Mark, I'm sure you have seen these pictures, often aerial pictures, probably taken from drones, where you're seeing just this column of marching people. Mostly men, some women and children in there, mostly younger men, marching down these roads in Mexico. And they look so eerily similar to what we were seeing with the Syrian refugees from Afghanistan and wherever else they're from that were marching across the, I guess it was a Serbian landscape, into Austria a couple of summers ago. They really seem similar. Are people in Europe and Great Britain, are they looking at this and saying, wow, it's deja vu over again?
Yeah, they certainly are. And the interesting thing about this so-called caravan, I also like the way they try and find sort of nice names for these things. You know, this is the caravan. It makes it sound, you know, sort of like it's a group of sort of traveling entertainers or someone who group that might come to America, you know, pass through, go to another country, but it's not. This is an invading army. And I think what seems to have struck most people here is the fact that they're carrying the Honduran flag, the flag of Honduras, with them as they go. And that's very, very telling, because they're meant to be fleeing a regime. They're meant to be fleeing a place where they're not happy, which has, you know, ruined their lives, which has oppressed them, which has not provided them with any opportunities. Yet they're carrying the flag almost as if there's a standard bearer at the front who's leading a military march upon America. And I think that's very telling, because...
Well, we will hear about that as soon as we come back from the break.
Hey, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines. Reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Welcome back to the show, National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And so, Mark, you were saying this before we went to the break.
Mark, you there?
Yes, I was. I was just saying that these people are obviously not refugees. These are exactly the same as what you're seeing over in Europe, where you see, you know, absolutely hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people coming from the Middle East. But they are men of fighting age. They are people who are carrying their own flags. They are people that aren't escaping the regime they are coming from, but they are bringing a little parcel of their home country to America or to a European nation, because they aren't looking to integrate here. What they are looking for is to import their own culture to the exclusion of the white Europeans in that area. And at the same time as reveling in their own culture, they intend to benefit from all of the financial benefits of living in the West. And this is how we end up funding not only an invasion of our own lands, but also funding our own replacement.
Mm-hmm. And it's gotten to the point where we can't even talk about it, where if we talk about it, these massive demographic changes, permanent, massive, replacement level immigration, if we talk about it, we're haters. It's not just that we have to accept the water under the bridge so far, but we have to accept everything that is planned for us. And we're not allowed to talk about it. And if we try, then we get shut down like this Judicial Watch person. And Dr. Duke, you have the reference now.
I pulled up the reference so we can go on this a little bit. Here's what happened. Here's the headline. The headline is Fox bans Lou Dobbs guest Chris Farrell, who's head of Judicial Watch. This is one of their biggest people to have on to get comments on different news items. Well, they banned him for simply saying that Soros was financing a lot of this caravan. And that was considered to be anti-Semitism. He didn't actually say, I think he was Jewish. He just said George Soros. I mean, you can't even talk about somebody. It's so ironic because just think about it. I mean, imagine when they don't they say that somebody's a Russian spy or a Russian is trying to meddle in the elections? Don't they say if someone's Iranian and supporting Iran, they say Iranian? But if you're Jewish and you support Jewish causes and the Jewish agenda, then you're not even allowed to mention the fact that the person's Jewish. And if you do even mention their name, because these people are very prominent Jews, Then you're accused of anti-Semitism and you're banned. You can't even appear on a major network show. You're sure not going to be on CNN or all the other networks or CBS or ABC or NBC, which is all run by Zionists. You're sure not going to be able to be on those shows. But now he's going to be banned because he simply talks about the reality. Now, what is the reality? Well, here we go. Here's a headline: leaked documents prove Soros Open Society is working with UN and supporting current illegal immigrant crisis in Mexico. So this goes right down to it. It says leaked documents. It shows leaked documents from the Soros Open Society Foundation reveal that they have close links and support to the UN migration representative and Goldman Sachs executive Peter Sutherland. The George Soros Open Society also claims that through Sutherland, they are able to influence international migration policy due to the current migrant crisis that's going on right now. So George Soros does have links supporting and financially supporting this UN agency, which is right now promoting this massive migration, just as George Soros was funding the illegal immigration and migrant revolution that was going on in Europe and Hungary and Austria and at Calais and so forth, and even trying to come into Great Britain. George Soros was funding most of these many of these organizations. So just for saying that, not even saying he was Jewish, he was banned.
Mm. So, you know, I've always said that what we need is just to be able to talk about these things. If we could talk, if we could express our grievances and we could present the facts that as we see them and as they are, really, if we could present this, that would really solve all our problems. You know, obviously we don't need violence. We don't need that type of thing. We just need to be able to talk and we can work things out. And Mark, you remember on our debate with Halsey English and the other gentleman whose name's Luongo, Mr. Luongo.
So important, we've forgotten his name.
Oh yeah, but you know, he's somebody.
He was there. He was there.
Yeah, he was there. And but at any rate, this is what I was saying is if we're not allowed to talk, if the people who want to talk and have a dialogue and feel that we can, you know, work things out through dialogue, if we're repressed, then what's left? And, you know, these were the concerns I was expressing. Let's talk about that.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. It is National Bugle Radio with Patrick Slattery. It was with Mark Collett. Now he's had something he's had to dash off and take care of. But fortunately, we have Dr. David Duke here as our special guest on Monday. And Dr. Duke, so just before the break, I was mentioning, I was actually going to ask Mark about a debate that we had with Halsey English and Tom Luongo at the beginning of this year. It was actually kind of a big deal debate, and Mark had done particularly well. I thought I did pretty well, but if you looked at the comment sections, before it got, what do you call it, when YouTube puts sanctions on the video, put it into some sort of sanctioned state. Mm-hmm. But there was about 1,000 comments, and they were maybe one or two were against us, and the others were all for us. But I have to admit, they were almost all saying how great Mark did. And I was like, well, you know, what am I, chicken soup? But at any rate, I had made the case that, you know, it's not just that, you know, violence, that we don't want violence, but there's not even a need for animosity. If we can just have a discussion, there's no need for animosity. There's, you know, there's plenty of bounty in our society that everybody can do well. We don't need animosity. But the problem is that they're trying to shut down voices like ours. They're, you know, deplatforming us. They're shutting down our ability to raise money, to get our message out. And you know, that then what's left? And you know, that was the concern. And I would recommend anybody, if you go back, look for the debate between Halsey English and Mark Collett. I'm on there too, and so is Tom Luongo, but the headliners were Mark Collett and Halsey English. Actually, I think I was filling in for you that day, Dr. Duke, because mm-hmm. you had to dash off to an important appointment that day. But if anybody wants to go back and listen to that, and you see what we're all about. But yeah, that's my concern. Why, you know, Dr. Duke, you've had this whole career of nonviolence and, you know, and promotion of peace and opposing war. And why would they want to shut down a leader like yourself?
I think it's because they disagree with me ideologically, and I think they want to hide, and they don't want people to become aware of the truth that I tell. And they also know that I give the message in a very reasonable way, intelligent way, an academic way, a documented way. I always quote, in fact, mainstream media, which is proof of the things that I say. I'm not quoting from some strange sources, you know. And, you know, it's just, I think they also speak out against me because I am a person. They love to portray me as violent or hateful or whatever, but I don't speak violently or hatefully. In fact, I condemn all those things, you know, and that's, I think, one of the reasons why they would try to shut me down and people like us, you know. So I know that they make this vicious, hateful avatar of me. You know, and it's a perfect example. Again, we've talked about this before, not much on your channel, but we've talked a little bit. A perfect example is that black KKK Klansman movie that portrays me and my organization in the mid-70s as plotting to kill a young black woman activist, making bombs, even exploding bombs. And in fact, the movie endlessly is solemnly touted as a true story and was just full of the biggest of the big lies. The movie was as fictional as a Star Wars film. The book by police officer Stallworth makes it clear there was no murder plot to kill anybody. There was never any bomb made. There was never any bomb exploded.
And you talked to the author of Stallworth, right? Didn't you have a phone conversation?
I had a phone conversation too, and also pointed out that the scriptwriters, which were Hollywood scriptwriters, you know, of a particular persuasion, that they made up the whole idea of a black police officer infiltrating the organization in the 70s, which is also a lie. Stallworth confirmed that. It was just a big lie, and they made out the Klan people to be all anti-Semitic, hateful, and threatening this Jewish guy. But all this persecution that they portrayed against a Jew by the Klan in Colorado Springs was all a lie. They had the black police officer in the movie being beat by white police officers, and Stallworth admits he's never been beat by any other white police officer, certainly not in Colorado Springs. So the whole movie was a lie. And here's the media with thousands of articles about the movie, promoting the movie as a, quote, true story. They got to emphasize in the headline, this is an incredible true story, and the whole thing is based on lies. And not only was there no bomb ever made in Colorado Springs and no arrests and no plot to kill anybody, not a single member of my entire organization in the 3-4 years that I was head of a particular Klan group, a nonviolent one, not a single member was ever arrested or even accused of any sort of violent act. So that's how we have it, you know. And but they don't want, you know, of all these people, here I am, basically my character is a major character in the movie, played by Topher Grace. Not a single member of the media that was writing about all this is a, well, actually three out of 80,000 articles or more worldwide, three journalists called me to say, what's your point of view on this movie? You know, what's your response to this movie? And anybody that goes back historically and reads a book by Stallworth knows that this movie is nothing but a vicious, hateful lie. But this is what they do. And this is their bread and butter to you know, demonize us while covering up for instance the horrors of Israel, you know, what they're doing to the Palestinians. Mm-hmm. And the truth is that any sort of violence against anyone is wrong, including against Palestinians.
You know, Dr. Duke, in this Black KKK Klansman movie, they turned you into some sort of monster who was saying, you hate all of these people. Oh, you're my kind of white man. It's so ridiculous. When I went down in 2016, when you were running for Senate, and I went down and I got down to your neck of the woods, and there were these massive floods. And I remember we drove over to Baton Rouge because people were flooded in Baton Rouge. And we went to a elementary school, a parking lot, and there was sand, and myself and yourself in particular, because you're in really good shape. You were filling up sandbags. You didn't look like a man of your age. I mean, you were filling up sandbags and handing them out to people more than anyone else. And, you know, white people would come up and black people would come up. And, you know, you were working hard and you were getting the sand to all these people. And, you know, there are differences between whites and blacks. And there's a lot that's the same. And one thing that's the same is we need to keep the water out of our houses. And, you know, I just saw you, and I saw you interact with all the different people, and all the different people interact with you, and nobody had a problem with you. Yet the national media makes you up into some sort of giant demon, and yet these people, you know, I saw on that day or on other days, whether they're white or black, I saw the way people interacted with you. They know who you are, and I didn't see anybody who, white or black, who had a problem with you, out of these people who you've lived amongst and you know, and who know you the best. And yet,
yeah, if I'm in public and when I go to restaurants, sometimes it's hard for me to get my own check. I mean, people offer to they want to buy a glass of wine for me or a beer or dinner, you know, and there's probably 500 positives I get, whether I go into a drugstore or supermarket or a department store or something like that. I get 500 positives for every one negative I get. And they're very effusive, and they're very, very nice wherever I go. But I did get 2/3 of the white vote here, too. And I think a lot of others that wanted to vote for me know they should have voted for me. But a lot of them were, to a degree, scared, and they were threatened with loss of their jobs and their living because they were told that if they voted for me that I would cause the plants to be closed down. That was the messages in some of the plants along the river, and that and their job would be lost if they dared to vote for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a lot of economic blackmail. All the cab drivers and the restaurateurs in New Orleans were being told that there'd be a big boycott of Louisiana by the American Medical Association, which is run by Zionists, mm-hmm. if I got elected to the governorship. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, in that most recent election in 2016, I don't know how the final votes tallied, but I got
60,000 votes, I think that was.
Yeah, the one polling, the one poll that was released before the election, you were polling well. And interestingly enough, you were polling well, better than the vast majority of the other candidates amongst blacks. So the ones who know you don't seem to fear you.
That's right.
Yet you're
well, I guess some do, but of course there's a lot of propaganda. But the media is the one that tries to divide us and all. So they have, for instance, they're always saying that Donald Trump, right? That Donald Trump is stoking the fears of white people and the racist hatred toward minorities by talking about these things like the migration and everything. But when I ran for the United States Senate, in fact, my rhetoric's always been pretty much milder than Donald Trump. But the interesting thing is that the media, television, other media, would show pictures from the 1920s of African Americans being hung, right? And suggesting that this was my ideology, that if I became U.S. senator or governor, and I still got two-thirds of the white vote, that this is what was going to come back. So that's certainly stoking the real racism. And that's the ironic thing about the whole thing, is that the controlled media, they're the ones who drive this division. And they don't drive division by making white people not like black people. They drive division. They say that white people should be feel guilty. The white people are absolutely evil, and so that's what they say. But they stoke minorities to really hate us and to say, see what hatred we have and violence we have and corruption we have. This is what. So it's like just the opposite of the reality. That's why they can't allow freedom of speech.
I was watching Don Lemon's program on CNN, I believe it was on Friday night. And, he was talking about the fake bomb hoax and saying, see, first of all, he was saying that this person who has been apprehended, who has a Filipino background, apparently, he was classifying him as white, but whatever. But he was saying, look, we've got all this data from the Southern Poverty Law Center, which keeps track of these things. And since the year 2001, there have been, what was it, like 200 or 300 political murders. And he was trying to insinuate that it's white extremists or right wing extremists that are responsible for the vast majority of killings. Well, the thing is, since 2001, there's been like hundreds of thousands of murders. And the SPLC just, we know that there have been people who have gone into churches in Texas and in Tennessee just in the past couple of years and shot them up. And they're not classified as hate crimes or whatever. And yet, so it's just a matter of classification. They take this tiny sample when you're talking about hundreds of thousands of murders, and then their sample, the way they've defined it so particularly, with just, a few hundred. But that's the ones that you're supposed to look at. And all of these other murders, there's no motivation. You know what when Don Lemon says this, you know what I'm hearing? It's like, well, yeah, the Don Lemon and the SPLC, they're going to disregard these hundreds of thousands of murders. And of course, half of the murders in the United States are committed by blacks. But we're just going to, why are they just disregarding it? Are they saying that, oh, this is just the nature of black people, or they're not sophisticated enough to have political motives or whatever? It's just so bizarre the way they classify these things in order to pigeonhole white people, who are far more likely to be victimized by non-whites than vice versa,
example of that.
Let's hear the example.
Well, a good example of that is when I ran for governor and two-thirds of the white people voted for me, same thing in the U.S. Senate. They said, see how racist white people are? Two-thirds voted for Duke, which was a landslide of white voters. But when you consider the fact that the other minority elements, in my state, blacks in particular, voted almost 98. It was a solid black movement, like a 97% or 96% or more. And Jews and other groups. So it's ironic if blacks, just one total block, voted for whatever person is deemed as for their interests.
Which might be for their position. Obama, for instance.
Yeah, exactly.
Or how about, you know.
That's not called racism. That's not called racial voting, right? We see it every day. I mean, we see it every day in terms of if anybody, nobody would even dare. There's no organizations that are given any respectability or even allowed to be and be given any respectability that would even use the word white in a term, even though there are thousands of like black policemen's associations, black nurses associations, black educator associations. We can go on and on. We could go there all day and all night. But there can be no white organizations that would do that, you know. So the hypocrisy is so ripe. Another good example is we have a media stoking black people to think that white people are just murdering them down. They're just shooting them down in the streets because they bring out a few dozen questions, what they say are questionable, and they may or may not be. A few dozen in a nation of 330 million people, in a nation of many, many, many millions of black criminal behaviors, right, shot by police officers, and therefore blacks are being shot down by white people, and whites are totally racist. Yet when you look at the crime statistics, that even though black males are only 6% of the American population, and even though black males are actually six times more likely, you know, a lot of their victims are white. The truth is, in terms of comparison, because whites are 70% of the population, and so few whites kill blacks, and blacks are so few and kill so many whites, it's like the ratio, it's 27 times. You know, people talk about cancer, the danger of cancer, because cigarettes – mm-hmm. Smoking cigarettes raises your chance to get cancer by 2,000%. But just, you know, if the ratio between the two, if it's 20 times more likely right. for a black to kill a white than a white to kill a black, that's 2,000%.
Okay. Well,
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the home. Homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back to the show, National People Radio, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Hey, go to RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, and send us a gift to keep us on the air. Dr. Duke, in the last 4 minutes, we've got a couple of important international developments. In Brazil, very big, important country, Bolsonaro in Germany, a big, important country. Angela Merkel, it will not seek re-election. These are big developments.
That's a great victory. I mean, she's becoming so despised in Germany, which she should, because she's been the biggest architect, being head of the biggest, most powerful state in Europe. She's been the biggest architect. And the force of her party and her activities have been very important in controlling the EU and these policies against all the EU nations. She's been the architect of the destruction of Europe and the great European people that made such a magnificent, you know, civilization and a magnificent society.
She might wind up staying in office until 2021 because that's the deadline by which elections have to be held. But if you look at German history, there have been examples of midterm prime ministers being toppled.
Well, right, and I think this is a great victory that she's had to admit that, because that's the only way she'd get the heat off the party by saying she's going away. I think that all these local elections that they're doing and regional elections, which they're losing, I think this is going to end up forcing her to resign, and so this is a great step forward. And then the other big thing that we should go to for a minute is Bolsonaro. I mean, this guy is amazing. He's actually stood up against affirmative action in Brazil. In other words, he believes in equal rights. And the truth is, any honest non-white person, and there's in most of the country of Brazil, you might say, is more non-European than European, you know, wouldn't be against that if they really believed in true human rights and true human rights. The best qualified to get a job, permission, or scholarship. But many of them had to vote for him or he couldn't win the election, because they themselves are seeing their kids shot down and their kids raped and murdered by this lawlessness that goes on, most of it in the in the non-European barrios and areas of Brazil. And they voted for him overwhelmingly. He won by a landslide, and he's promising to get out these corrupt politicians and throttle this media, make the media more responsible to the people and the values of the people, and not give it the fake news like we have in this country. This guy is really amazing, and this has got to be – I tell you, nationalism is on the rise, and people are adopting it all over the world. I can't even agree with all of the necessarily rhetoric of this guy. It's amazing to listen to, though. But he says, we're going to take back our country. We're going to make the streets safe again. We're going to make this society a decent society where we reward merit and ability and hard work. And we're going to get rid of the porn, and we're going to get rid of the degeneracy, and we're going to get rid of the drugs by any means necessary. This is talk about music to our ears and music to the world. This guy is a great guy, which we certainly hope he has a great deal of success, and he won by a landslide.
Yeah, that's amazing. So we're seeing this, we saw it in Italy with Salvini, who's the vice prime minister, but he seems to be really the guy in charge. And we're seeing it all over. You're seeing it in Southeast Asia with Duterte and Mahathir. You're seeing a wave of nationalists and populists and Trump declaring himself a nationalist. So,
and I think Dr. Slater and I will be back together again tomorrow on my show. And I think we'll have the upgrade and everything of our internet connection. Gigabyte speed, folks.
Great. So, well, thank you, Dr. Duke, for coming on in short notice. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.